60 migrants are perilously close to drowning, their inflatable boat slowly sinking beneath the waves. As Spanish rescue crews reach the dinghy, the migrants scream that they cannot swim. All the migrants were eventually saved in the operation Saturday. The United Nations says close to 35,000 migrants have arrived in Spain so far this year. The route now accounts for more than half of all illegal crossings into the European Union. Overall, migrant numbers into the EU have fallen sharply, down 40% over the past 12 months. But migration continues to dominate EU policy debate. Before an EU summit Wednesday in Salzburg, host Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz called for an enhanced role for the EU border agency Frontex across the bloc's external frontiers.
To secure our external borders, the frontline countries of the European Union need our support, they need our solidarity, but on the other hand, they also have to accept the support and the help of the European Union.
That was a thinly veiled message for frontline states, including Italy and Hungary, whose governments have repeatedly blamed the European Union for the migrant crisis. Hungary's Prime Minister offered a blunt response Monday.
We are better at border protection than anyone else in Brussels or some international organization. Therefore, we will not give up the right to protect our borders.
Even within Europe's political alliances on the right and left, there are growing divisions over migration.
The summit will most likely again be portrayed as the battle between, on the one hand, the progressives who want to keep Europe open, who want to continue to help asylum seekers, and on the other hand, the hardliners, the populists who want to close Europe down and create a fortress Europe. But in the end, the division isn't that clear-cut.
At London's insistence, Britain's exit from the European Union, just 6 months away, will also be discussed in Salzburg. Many analysts say Brussels wields the stronger hand.
The question for the EU is obviously how far can they push the United Kingdom? At what point will they have to compromise simply because the alternative to the deal proposed by May or to her way of negotiating, how much worse would be a no-deal scenario?
The International Monetary Fund warned Monday such a no-deal exit would entail, in its words, substantial costs for Britain's economy. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.